Good morning, everybody. It's a dog, H. Weber, with another edition of Weber This Week. Happy February. Groundhog Day tomorrow, huh? How about this winter, or lack thereof? Can you believe it? 55 degrees coming up on Wednesday. Unheard of. Hey, a lot of people wonder where Dr. Rod Littlejohn is. Where in the world is he? I know where he is. He's on the couch today. My special guest and longtime friend has joined us. We're going to talk about his business, his staff, and a whole lot more. And first, Doc, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Harold. Great to be here.
Of course, myself and Doc, let me give you full disclosure. We are related in a non-blood relationship. I believe Dr. Rod would agree with me. When I was brought up by the Merapeace family, my stepdad who brought us up, myself and my two older brothers, Joe Merapeace, a.k.a. Tarzan. It was his nickname way back when. He brought us up. And I believe the Littlejohn family is connected by twigs or by trees to the Merapeeces.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There's a lot of connection with that family. So we are not blood relation. Thank God for him. I'm sure he doesn't want me as a blood relative. But we are related in a non-blood sense. So it's great to have Dr. Rod on. Let's give a little bit about, not that you don't know where his office is. He's got that beautiful office just outside of Waterloo. We'll talk about the business. But I've been trying to get him on the show. He's a very busy guy. His team is extremely busy. They do a wonderful job. But give me a little background in case you don't know who I am and you don't know what he's doing here. Dr. Rod Littlejohn is a native of Seneca Falls, New York, a graduate of Miners Academy. He also is a graduate of St. Bonnie's, received his doctor of dental surgery degree with honors from Georgetown University Dental School in 79, and completed a one-year dental residency at Rochester General Hospital. He received his graduate orthodontic certificate in 82 and his Master of Science degree in 2009, both from the University of Buffalo School of Dental Medicine. He is a member of the New York State Dental Society, the American Dental Association, the Northeast Society of Orthodontists, the American Association of Orthodontists, and the World Federation of Orthodontists. Dr. Littlejohn is a clinical assistant professor at the University of Buffalo School of Dental Medicine. He also lectures to orthodontic residents and practitioners throughout the United States on practice development, patient care, and practice management. Well, Doc, I almost feel like I'm interviewing a Rhodes Scholar. It's impressive. You obviously have a very stellar background. And talk a little about way back when you decided to get into the line of work you're doing. When you were growing up, did you always have a dream to do what you're doing now? Was that something you thought of, I want to do this?
Mm-hmm. You know, when I was growing up, Harold, my dad was in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. So I thought it would be real cool to be a pilot in the Air Force. Wow. So my dad and I talked about that for a while, and my dad told me back then that probably my eyesight wasn't good enough to be a pilot. Mm. So I had in the back of my mind maybe I'd go into medicine or dentistry back then. Hmm. So, you know, kind of as a result of that, I went to St. Bonaventure and really enjoyed biology and chemistry and decided that dentistry was the place I wanted to be.
Now, you have a beautiful office. You have many great people that come and take part in your services with you and your staff. The choice of where your office is right now, a lot of people are thrilled that it's there. Was that a tough call on your part to put it there, or was it always your dream to have it in that area?
Demographically, Harold, I think being centrally located between Seneca Falls and Geneva, mm-hmm. kind of in the middle of Waterloo, makes a lot of sense to me because we draw from a real large geographical area. We have patients from Dundee, and we have mm-hmm. patients from Penang. We have patients from Wayne County. We even have some patients from Skaney Atlas and Auburn.
Wow.
So we draw from a pretty big area, and I love being in the Finger Lakes. You know,
I know you do.
So great to be back here.
Now, as far as when I was growing up, of course, I will be 71, God willing, in a few months. When I grew up, I heard people say they went and got braces. Mm-hmm. Does that term still apply? I know there's a lot of different terms, orthodontic care, et cetera. Is braces still the norm of what people call it now, or is it something, hey, I need to get a set of braces? Because when I was a kid growing up, that's what I heard people did. Oh, I got to go get braces. So,
well, in the old days, Harold, do you know what braces were?
I kind of think maybe they were.
They were suspenders.
Okay.
In the old days. But at any rate, nowadays, we don't do just braces, although braces are still kind of the standard of the industry.
Okay.
We've got a lot of different options that we offer people because, you know, I've just finished a gal last year who was 88 years old.
God bless her.
And she didn't want regular metal braces, so we used porcelain braces on her. And we had a lot of fun treating Joan. And so we treat people of all ages. And now we have invisible type braces
right.
called clear aligners, called clear aligner therapy. that we use on a lot of patients, teens and adults. And so that's been a relatively new option that we're using on a pretty regular basis.
What causes somebody to come to you or one of your colleagues that does the same work you do? Is the teeth coming in crooked? What generates them to come visit you, that they need this?
Usually it's because they don't like the alignment or the looks of their teeth.
Okay.
So for most patients that come to see us, it's sort of a cosmetic thing.
Okay.
Although what I tell people when they come in to see us is that our approach is mainly to put the teeth in a place where they're going to function real well for the rest of their lives, so that they can stay healthy, so that they wear properly, so that they can avoid other kind of more major problems down the road. Mm-hmm. And if we approach it from that aspect, then we're automatically going to get a great cosmetic result.
Well, I tell you, I've read your testimonials on your website, and I want to thank Mary as well, Mary Sandroni, for helping me send some information for this interview. Dr. Rod Littlejohn, my special guest here on Weber This Week on a beautiful Monday. Hope you're enjoying it. I was kind of not surprised that the real staples of your business and your thought process is there basically things that you really want to portray, and that is customer service.
Yes, sir.
The way you treat people, the care you give them at a reasonable rate. That's important to you and your team.
Extremely important, absolutely. Taking great care of people is something that I've always been very focused on, even in some cases a little obsessive about.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my, no. I love taking care of people. I mean, that's what we love doing.
Now, Dr. Rod Littlejohn, with us, give us, our viewers, an opportunity to understand. Somebody comes to your facility and wants to undergo a treatment. What is the time span from point A to point Z when they're completed? Does that vary based on what they need?
You know, it does. It's kind of like fixing a car. Sometimes it takes a little work, and sometimes it takes a lot of work.
Gotcha.
But most patients in our office are in treatment for about a year and a half or a little bit longer.
Okay.
So treatment times, as technology improves, treatment times are getting shorter.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, folks, Dr. Rod Littlejohn has pointed out, his team, the customer service, and not because we're non-related, blood related, not because him and myself go back a long time and we've been friends a long time, and I'm glad he appeared on my show this morning. But one thing I get impressed by, and I'm very anal about certain procedures, I get crazy about walking into restaurants when people don't have their name tag on the right side of their shirt or blouse. When I was at Gould's Pumps, I'll tell you a quick story. I was going to a sales meeting, and Don Radford, who Jimmy knows, good friend of mine up in Geneva, hope Don's checking the show out this morning. We were going to a convention. We were getting ready to go into the ballroom, and I had my name tag, Harold Weber, over here on the left side. He comes over, takes it off, and puts it on the right side. I said, "What are you doing? Hey, dog?" He said, "Don, it was a salesman, Southern gentleman." He goes, "Dog, when you go up and shake somebody's hand, they want to see it. It's always on the right side if you're right-handed. If you're left-handed, it's on the left." I never, ever forgot that. So if I go into your office or if I go into a restaurant, I always look at where the name tag is located. That was a tip, and it makes a lot of sense, because when you shake somebody's hand, you see the name. Rod Littlejohn, Jim Senecropi, Harold Weber. You got a crook of your head when it's on this side. So when I go to restaurants now, I'm always leery of people coming over to wait on us. And I want to say to them, which I don't, by the way, "Hey, move your name tag." But that's a true story. But, you know, you got a great team. And I think what we want to do now is let's go over some of the team. Let's go over the team that I was given, okay, assembled
sure.
in your office. And please comment if you cared. Of course, Mary Sandroni needs no introduction, a fine young lady. I spend a lot of time stopping and seeing how she's doing up there every so often. Her job is the professional relations coordinator, and I think that means making sure everything is smooth, right?
That's right, yes, and she takes care of most of our marketing as well.
That's great, and so if there's any issues that need to be settled, she's involved in making sure it gets settled. Young lady, and of course, I go back quite a few years, as you know, and I think I know Susan Perdico. She knows me, and she is the finance coordinator, so she handles up the payment plans, et cetera.
She does, yes.
Kelly Scabona, she is a treatment coordinator. What is a treatment coordinator? Helps you out relative to the various things that you do?
Yeah. And Kelly does a great job of that. She's been with me a long time. She started as our records person. So I'm a big believer, Harold, in cross-training in my office.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
So that people can cover each other's jobs for whatever reason. Sure. So Kelly started doing a lot of the records and taking the photos in my office. And so it was a natural progression for her to be the treatment coordinator. So she welcomes the new patients into our office.
Well, that's great.
She gives them a tour. She makes sure they're comfortable. Mm. And then her and I will look at the patient together and kind of come up with a decision about whether they need treatment and what kind of treatment they're going to need and how long it's going to take and those kind of things.
Well, when you call your office, I did that last week to set up the interview to be sure that we were on the same page and that I didn't screw you up by giving you the wrong date. Heidi Roberts, secretary.
Yes.
Also, Taylor Dunbar, appointment secretary.
And they do a great job on the phone. Just call our office and see how nicely they answer the phone.
Oh, they do. They do. And Katrina Goff, is that G-O-F-F, Goff?
It is.
And she is the records tech?
She does all of our records now. And you know, the cool thing about the records now, Harold, is we've got a new scanner, a digital scanner in our office. So we're doing a lot fewer impressions. And Katrina has really embraced that scanner and makes it so much easier for patients, kids, and adults to go into treatment.
Now, I see pictures on your Facebook page and other on your website relative to people being down in a prone position, and I would assume these are the clinical assistants that are doing this work, and that would start off with Cassie Michaels?
Cassie, yep.
And they're they're helping you getting set for a certain procedure?
Yeah. So they're certified orthodontic assistants, dental assistants, and they work with me in the treatment area and help me actually take care of our patients. So they're the wet finger group of the office, so to speak.
Patty Reynolds.
Yep. Patty's been with me a long time, does a great job.
Stacy Kent.
Yep, Stacy as well.
And Angela Gurek?
Yeah.
Angela, also a clinical. So did I miss anybody? I think Mary sent me this list. I would think we're pretty square one.
No, I think you're right on. I've got a great staff.
Yep.
Great attitude.
And the thing that I love about your staff, and I know other offices are probably same neck of the woods as Dr. Littlejohn, but what I, again, I go into his office to say hello to him on occasion or get a cup of coffee, and the dress, the apparel. I loved your comment about the way they dress, the color coordination. You don't have some people wearing blue, some people wearing orange.
Well, thank you.
Have people that are consistently dressed, and I love that.
Well, thank you.
And I really think, and I got to share a quick story, then we'll take our commercial break and welcome a brand new sponsor this morning on Weber This Week. But when I was talking to Dr. Rod, setting up the interview on the phone to confirm this, I said, I really love the color coordination of the dress of the folks that work for you. He said, thanks. I said, what's the theory behind that? He said, you know, Harold, he says, think about it. He said, when the New York Yankees leave the dugout to go on the field, they all have the same uniform on. And I got to remember that. That's a great line.
Well, thank you.
Have you always established that way back when? Did you want to have everybody kind of look the same color schemes?
I think everybody looking the same, being part of the team.
I love that.
You know, kind of working under the same vision that we have for our practice, with the same mission, toward the same goals, taking awesome care of patients. That's always been my focus.
That's great. Hey, I'll tell you, folks, the guy knows what he's doing, and he's got a great team to support it. And if you need orthodontic care, you know where to get a hold of him. We'll give you that information before we close out. This is Weber This Week, and today it's great always to welcome in brand-new sponsors. I've been blessed over the years of having people on this show sponsoring my radio stuff, and now this. I've had Padula's for over 30 years, believe it or not. I've had the Kugelek National Bank, Billy Ryan, the president, who's only got over 50-some years as a president of the bank. He's been with me 32 years. We welcome a brand new one this morning. Gary Schlegel and the great staff at the McGee Diner. Welcome aboard, Gary. Thanks for joining the Weber Show. Cayuga Lake National Bank. Visit Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor on Bridge Street in Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her team will find the right spirit for you every time. When you stop in, tell Amy the dog sent you. Steve Wadhams and Wadhams Enterprises, your local employer of choice. Proud supporter of Weber This Week and local athletics. Fill out an application at wadhams.com. The Gould Hotel welcomes you to come out and enjoy the revitalization of this historic downtown Seneca Falls landmark. Every Wednesday is Ladies' Night with special price drinks and half-price appetizers. Learn more at thegouldhotel.com. the Omen Theater on William Street in Lyons. See what's playing this week at omentheater.com. Located off New York State Thruway Exit 41, the McGee Diner has earned their reputation as a popular family restaurant, serving country fresh home-cooked meals daily. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and check out their menu at mcgeediner.com. The Seneca Falls Country Club, awesome 18-hole layout, open to the public and a 12-month payment plan for members. Come try the par the par 416, the toughest hole in Central New York. Check out SenecaFallsCountryClub.com. And the Newark Pilots of the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League, a minor league team. Welcome back, everybody. It's Weber this week, the dog with you. We're in the kennel on a beautiful Monday. I'm so psyched about this weather. Got off a miserable cold last week. I know a lot of you share my agony. I had it for a five-day window. Oh, it was brutal, Doc. I don't get my wife and myself normally, knock on wood, don't get too many of them, but boy, I got slammed last week. Mm-hmm. That old runny nose, I went through 14 boxes of tissues. It was brutal. But I'm feeling great, getting back on my feet, and I just can't believe this weather. I mean, are you amazed at this? I mean, you've been around here a long time, so have I, but I can't believe it. 55
Wednesday.
Wonderful
thing, Harold. It's a wonderful
it's
thing.
It's just gorgeous. Hey, by the way, I got to ask you about a couple other points. Let's talk about February is National Children's Dental Health Month, sponsored by the ADA. Talk
it
a
is.
Bit about that.
Yeah, and I brought a little information on that. I think it's very interesting. We support that, obviously. We belong to the ADA. And National Children's Dental Health, the observance of that began in Cleveland, Ohio, believe it or not.
Wow.
Way back in 1941, it's grown from a one- or two-city event into a nationwide program. It 1981, the program was extended to a month-long celebration from a week. And it's known today as National Children's Dental Health Month. And, Harold, the purpose is to establish great attitudes and habits at an early age, which is critical in maintaining great oral health.
Mm.
So we promote that. We go into the schools
as
many schools as we can this month just to talk about dental care and to talk about taking great care of your teeth, diet, mouth guards, those kind of things. So we have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, that's great. And, of course, you have some fun things that you do with folks. And I love the word, where in the world is Dr. Little John? I always love that. And I thought that was great. Tell us about the idea behind starting that, when you created that idea. People take vacations and show your picture. Tell us a little bit about the background.
Do you know, Harold, what the Dentist of the Year, what kind of an award?
No, I don't.
It's a little plaque.
Is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
The Dentist of the Year.
Oh, yeah. That's neat.
Dental plaque.
Oh, dental. I like that. Dental plaque. You got me. It's early in the morning. I like that. But where did the idea come? Where in the world is Doctor? What did that whole program start?
Yeah, that's part of sort of our fun marketing program for the kids.
Oh, I love it.
And
so if they travel to West Palm Beach or Disney World or something,
they bring the picture. So I was at an orthodontic meeting several years ago, and one of the computer companies had a guy there doing caricatures, sketches.
Okay.
And so you sit down for five minutes, one of those real talented artsy people, and he did the caricature of me. And so we kind of took that back to the office and decided that would be a neat thing to use.
It would be.
For the Where in the World program.
That would be super.
Yeah.
So, and I know you have a lot of different pictures on your website that show kids and adults all across the country visit or around the world that travel and flip up your picture. It's kind of a neat idea. So I wondered if you stole that from Where in the World is Matt Lauer. Matt used to do that.
And I think he stole it from us, actually.
I think so. But, Matt doesn't do that anymore.
No.
That must be a budgetary issue. When the economy was tough, they didn't want him flying all over the world. So whatever. Dr. Rod Littlejohn's our special guest this morning. We're talking about orthodontic care, et cetera. Certainly without being in the chair, as we say, getting looked at by you, what are some telltale signs of issues, Doc, that you see from young children up to any age that is causing a concern, the lack of brushing, or what are the issues that you see that cause problems like that may force them to come to see you, obviously?
Right. The interesting thing, Harold, about Seneca County is Seneca County is still not fluoridated.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we see a lot of patients, a lot of kids in this area that still have a lot of dental decay.
Mm.
And so that's why this Children's Dental Health Month is so important, because we go to the schools, we talk about brushing and flossing and those kind of things, and eating the right kind of diet. Mm-hmm. And so when kids don't do those things, obviously, with the lack of fluoride, it tends to, you know, compound the problem. And we see kids with a lot of decay, mm-hmm. Toothaches. Mm. We see kids that have primary teeth missing because of decay, which causes other kind of problems with lack of space and things like that. So a lot of those things, you know, pretty common to us.
I obviously knew you were coming in this one. I thought about it. You know, all dentistry, whether you do the work you do or just a general dentist that does fillings, et cetera, I always thought it must be kind of weird for you folks in this field to sit home and try to help the folks that come to you with their dental care and turn on TV and see everybody promoting Snickers candy bars. I mean, really, it's, you know, think about it. It's America, and, you know, it's the freedom of speech and commercials. And I was thinking about that. It's got to be weird in a sense, because here you're trying to tell people, hey, knock off, you know, not to say you should never have a candy bar, but moderation. I mean, it just, it's kind of weird. You know, I mean, thinking, wow, you know, you get all those candies and every other minute. And of course, the Super Bowl is coming up Sunday. You'll see a lot of commercials, but it's kind of weird. And, I guess, you know, in your business, Doc, and your team, you obviously shoot for 100% satisfaction with your work. Mm-hmm. And, it's got to make you feel good. What I liked, and I read in your website, which, Mary pointed me to the fact that testimonials, that has got to be something close to you. The fact that people say, hey, you know what? Yeah, it costs us this much money to go and go through the process, but we are so thrilled with the result.
Yeah.
That's got to be what you look for.
That's what it's all about, that, you know, that sense of appreciation. You know, it's interesting, Harold. I was at the dental school on Tuesday working with the students up there, and there was a nice little buzz around the school because U.S. News and World Report 2016, number one ranked profession, orthodontics.
No kidding.
One of the top five ranked professions was dentistry.
Wow.
So, you know, we're pretty happy to hear that. And so that, you know, and everything that we do in our office, I mean, we have a lot of fun. We take great care of people, and and we get great results, which is really important.
Well, I know that you have a fun atmosphere, and I got to ask the question is, how do you how do you keep up with your hectic schedule? I'm shocked and I'm thrilled that you came here this morning, but you're being dragged all different directions. So, I mean, seriously, I mean, you really don't have a lot of free time during the week. Yeah. I mean, you're pretty much busy. So you're basically, if folks are trying to get a hold of you and your staff, obviously, what's the easiest way just to look up Dr. Rod Littlejohn?
Yeah, well, you know, first point of contact pretty much nowadays is our website.
There you go.
So that's the first place to look. Our secretary, or the gals at my office, that answer the phone, you know, do a wonderful job at that, and they know the customer service and taking great care of people is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And since customer service is so important, even after hours, one of my clinical assistants will carry our emergency cell phone.
Wow.
So that I tell people we're pretty much available all the time.
It's amazing. And now, you know, it's pretty scary, I mean, how good the operation is up there, because they're just... And it's so neat. I love the Christmas look, the trees and the windows. It's kind of nice to see that. Hey, by the way, before we get back to close our comments and interview with Dr. Rod Littlejohn, who has been gracious enough to join me on the show, I'll just give you a couple of quick reminders of upcoming shows on this network next week. Of course, we have Lori Malfitani, who is the general manager of the Gould Hotel across the street, and also Jason Hagerman will be in the house right here talking about their new leadership, their new scope, their new theories of trying to create business continually over at the Gould. As we all know, it's quite the place here in Seneca Falls and around the area. So Lori and Jason will be my guests next week. On the 15th, we did a switch on Steve Churchill and Cindy Lorenzetti, the two fine Democrats of the Seneca County Board of Supervisors will be in. They're, of course, a regular guest on this show. And, of course, we got a lot to talk about with the recent Board of Supervisors votes and decisions regarding Bobby Hyson and a whole lot of other issues. Got a new chair up there. A Democrat, do you think? Even though the Republicans had control, the Democrats snuck one in with Gary Westfall. And, of course, on February 22nd, just a reminder, we had, of course, Tom Wilmot Sr. and Brent Stevens, two outstanding guests, the co-chairman of the Lago Resort and Casino, which is under construction. As you go out there and take a look, it ought to be really booming today. The sons are coming in. Jimmy Wilmot and Thomas Wilmot Jr. will be on the Weber Show coming up on the 22nd. So, and then we'll give you one more slot, 229. There'll be a gentleman named Dave DeFranco, who Jimmy knows. He sets up comedy shows, right, Jimmy, for disabled vets. Good guy, Dave DeFranco.
Yeah, Dave DeFranco sets up comedy shows from between. He's done it in SOTUS and Rochester and even in New York City. And part of what he does is they benefit wounded warriors. Right. But they will recruit veterans, many disabled, and train them to perform comedy.
Wow.
So they have national names and acts, but they also sprinkle in some of these wounded vets. And it's pretty interesting, and he'll be a great guest.
I'm looking forward to that. So, again, we are basically booked, folks, believe it or not, through March. So if you would like to be booked in April, come on the show to talk about topics, business, charity, something worthwhile you'd like to discuss. If you're a startup business, so we'd love to have you in here, give you some free airtime, and talk about your business. That's what we're all about. We try to mix it up. We try to bring in all walks of life. From my friend Dr. Rod to the police chief, who God forsake isn't trying to arrest me yet. But we try to bring in all walks of life, and that's what I like about the show, and I hope that you like, continue to watch it every Monday. Dr. Rod, certainly I appreciate you spending a lot of time with us this morning. I got to point out, again, he's been tough to get a hold of because he's so busy, but I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate your team, and I look forward to stopping by and saying hello and checking on you every so often.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks,
and,
thanks, Jimmy, and I brought you all a couple of our nice T-shirts from our office.
Oh, baby. Nice. Beautiful. Love it. Beautiful. That's right.
Wear those in good health.
That's right. I forgot to punch the punchline, too. Smiles with style.
Thank you.
Mary Sandroni would kill me if I didn't bring that up. Smiles with style. I like that. So where in the world is Dr. Rod? He's probably heading to work. Are you heading to work after this
yes,
one?
Yes, yes, Harold.
And to the patient that was delayed because of this show, I apologize. Listen, we had a good time. I appreciate you coming in.
Same here. Thank you.
We'll have you come back sometime. All right, folks. Again, thank you very much for joining us. By the way, this is Super Monday. If you're a sports fan, you know why, don't you? Because tomorrow's Super Tuesday, then Super Wednesday, leading up to Super Bowl 50. Can you believe it, Jimmy? Coming up Sunday.
Who do you like?
I'm like Carolina.
Yeah, I do too.
The Las Vegas line for gamblers.
How about you, Doc? Who do you like?
I'm rooting for the Broncos, Jimmy.
Okay. Going to be interesting.
I'm rooting for the Broncos, absolutely. But I think the Panthers are going to win. So.
Yeah.
But I'm rooting for the Broncos.
The Las Vegas money, billions and billions and billions of dollars that has been around the world. The line opened, the Las Vegas line, meaning who's favored by the point spread. It opened up 4-point favorite for Carolina.
Right.
It's now 6. So a couple extra billion have been bet so far on the Carolina Panthers to win that game. 6:30, I know you're going to complain. I get mad. My wife gets mad. Why so late? Why so late? How about 2 o'clock on a Sunday? Well, you have to wait all day long, and as Doc knows and the viewers know, let's see, the pregame comes out about 9 o'clock in the morning, Jim? That's not bad. Oh, God. So I'm picking Carolina to win by score of 26-16. Never been right in my life on the media. Why not? Why try now? Hey, Doc, I got to ask you a question. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
I don't know, Harold.
Well, a hippo is heavy, and a Zippo is a little lighter. For Dr. Rod Littlejohn and Jim Sonnecrow with the dog, take care, everybody. Enjoy it. Enjoy the weather.